The largest wind farm in Missouri has remained largely inactive for more than 4 months as investigations continue into multiple turbine collapses at the site. The 400-megawatt High Prairie Renewable Energy Center, owned by utility company Ameren, is capable of powering 120,000 homes, but has been operating at limited capacity since three wind turbines came crashing to the ground last year. These incidents involved turbines manufactured by Danish company Vestas. According to Ameren's director of renewable operations, the failures were caused by blade detachments, with the resulting imbalance causing the turbines to fall. In response, Ameren and Vestas say precautionary measures are being taken, shutting down most of the wind farm's 175 turbines, while a probe into the matter continues. As of last week, about 15 unaffected turbines have been restarted. However, according to local officials, the extent of necessary blade replacements that will be required to get the others running remains unclear. Vestas stated no injuries occurred due to these incidents, and it remains focused on restoring operations safely. For now, though, the majority of the turbines remain idle, with no confirmed timeline for full reactivation.